you, didn't I? That's a different version of Avalon than we've been playing as our opening theme song for the past year and a half. That's Red Nichols and his Five Pennies from a Brunswick 78 recorded on February 25th, 1928. Red and Leo McConville on trumpets, Miff Moles trombone, Fud Livingston on clarinet, Arthur Schutz piano, and Vic Burton on drums. Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, pretty much anything goes. We're going to play some soul music, and we have a couple of birthdays to celebrate, the first of which is that of Thomas Francis Dorsey Jr., born on November 19, 1905, in Mahoney Plains, Pennsylvania. His father was a coal miner who later became a music teacher and led a brass band, and all three of his children studied music with him. While still teenagers, Tommy and his older brother Jimmy formed their first band, Dorsey's Novelty Six, later known as Dorsey's Wild Canaries. During the 1920s, both brothers worked in various bands and as freelance and studio musicians, mostly in New York City. They both started out playing cornet, but Jimmy became known for his playing of the clarinet and alto saxophone, while Tommy played the trombone and trumpet. The Dorsey brothers played with the California Ramblers, Paul Whiteman's Orchestra, Vincent Lopez, Joe Venuti, and Ted Lewis, among others, and also accompanied Bing Crosby, the Boswell Sisters, and Ruth Etting, among others. In 1927, the Dorsey brothers began to record under their own name as the Dorsey Brothers and their Concert Orchestra. The Dorsey Brothers Orchestra didn't make its formal debut until 1934, when it began a long residency at the Glen Island Casino in New Rochelle, New York, where Glenn Miller and Bob Crosby were both members of the band. The orchestra lasted until the following year when Tommy, well known for his temper and tongue, stormed off the stage one night. Intent on starting his own band and showing up his brother, he soon took over the Joe Hames Orchestra and quickly became the top band in the country. Here's Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra in 1937.
Thank you. standing alone.
Oh, we're eating through.
Without a dream in my heart.
Ooh, yearning.
Without a love of my own.
I'll see you in my dreams, sweet Sue.
Blue moon.
In my reverie.
You knew just what I was there for.
When I go a dreaming.
You heard me saying a prayer for.
I'm in the blue.
Someone I really could care for.
Deep in the dream of you.
And then there suddenly appeared before me.
Ooh.
The only one my arms would hold.
Jane Barton.
I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon was
blue. Hold tight.
Blue.
Somebody loves me.
Now I'm no longer alone.
It had to be you.
Without a dream in my heart.
There's nothing but blue sky.
Without a love of my own.
Get out. Get out of town.
The Sentimental Gentleman of Swing, Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, with Jack Leonard taking the vocal, and Blue Moon from 1939. And we started the show being Rapidly Rotating Records, with a tune written in 1915 by Gus Chandler, Burt White, and Henry Cohen, and recorded by Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra on July 21, 1937, Canadian Capers. Tommy Dorsey gained a reputation as a demanding bandleader who didn't hesitate to fire musicians if they weren't performing to his standards. In 1940, he hired the 24-year-old singer Frank Sinatra, and in 1942, he hired the string section of the Artie Shaw Orchestra and expanded his sound even further. Tommy also indulged in many outside business endeavors, including his own music publishing firm, his own magazine, his own booking agency, and a ballroom. In 1945 and 46, he served as director of popular music at the Mutual Radio Network. Here are two more from Tommy Dorsey.
Very thin, I hear the words
spoken and
Golden Gate. You let no stranger wait outside your door. San Francisco, here is your wandering one saying, I wander no more. Other places only make me love you best. Tell me you're the heart of all the Golden West. San Francisco, welcome me home again. I'm coming home to go roaming no more.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Edith Wright vocalizing on San Francisco from June 9, 1936. Edith Wright was preceded by Jack Leonard once again and Marie. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, January 29, 1937. In the 1940s, the careers of both Dorsey brothers began to decline and they both disbanded, but then reformed their orchestras. They worked together on the 1947 film The Fabulous Dorseys, and in 1953 they reunited in the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra featuring Jimmy Dorsey and appeared regularly on The Jackie Gleason Show. From 1955 to 56, the Dorsey brothers co-hosted their own television program, Stage Show, on CBS. Tommy Dorsey died on November 26, 1956, in Greenwich, Connecticut, just after his 51st birthday. His brother passed away 7 months later after losing a bout with cancer. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'll be back with some soul music right after this. Last week, on November 22nd in 1906, delegates attending the International Radio Telegraphic Convention in Berlin voted to use SOS, the familiar Morse code pattern of dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, 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 as the letters for the new international signal of distress. SOS stands not for Save Our Ship, as many believe, but for Save Our Souls. So here is some soul music, starting off with the Boswell Sisters.
The dark night starts falling and the moon starts to roll. What is this thing that keeps calling? It's the south in my soul. How I long for that delta. It's my home, it's my goal. What is the safe in its shelter? God, the south in my soul. Too long I lingered in the darkness. No matter what I've won, I wanna say goodbye to darkness and spend all my days in the sun. Let me lie on that levee. Let me burn black as coal. I know my heart won't be heavy. I got the south in my soul. Oh,
night. I just can't help it, got to stop my soul. The days are so lonely, the nights are so long. What is this thing calling, saying I'm wrong? I hear it all through the night. I just can't help it, got to stop my soul. Too long I've been in darkness, no matter what I've won. I want to say goodbye to darkness and spend my days in the sun. Let me lie on the levee, let me burn black as coal. I know my heart won't be so heavy with the thoughts of my soul. Oh Lord, the thoughts in my soul, oh Lord.
Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with a Benny Carter arrangement of Keep a Song in Your Soul, recorded in New York on October 3, 1930. And before Smack, Fletcher Henderson's nickname, it was the Boswell sisters, Martha, Connie, and Helvetia, and Got the South in My Soul. I mentioned in the first segment of the show that the Dorsey brothers accompanied the Boswell sisters, and in fact did so on that recording, made on April 9, 1932, with Martha on piano and Eddie Lang on guitar. Some soul songs on rapidly rotating records to commemorate the adoption of SOS as the international signal of distress. And speaking of SOS, would you like to know how SOS pads came to use the same initials? Well, it has nothing to do with Save Our Souls. They're named after a patented process, soap on steel. So here are a couple of songs having to do with soap and steel, beginning with the Six Blue Chips.
Thank you.
Soap Suds, the one and only side recorded by the St. Louis Levy Band. All that's known about the St. Louis Levy Band is that the pianist and leader was Jelly Roll Morton, and that he composed Soap Suds, although it's credited to Martin and not Morton on the label. Soap Suds was recorded on May 12, 1926, but not issued for another 9 months. And before Soap Suds, we heard Pee Wee Irwin on trumpet, Joe Marsala on clarinet, Frank Signorelli on piano, Carmen Mastron guitar, Artie Shapiro string bass, and Stan King on drums. For one day on January 17, 1936, this group recorded as the Six Blue Chips. That was Steel Roof. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'd love to hear from you with your requests and or comments about the show. You can send either by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back to celebrate another birthday right after this. Last week, November 22nd, marked the birth in 1899 in Bloomington, Indiana, of Hoagland Howard Carmichael, better known as Hoagie, a nickname he received from a college sweetheart. His father was an electrician and his mother played piano for parties and accompanying silent movies. In 1916, the family moved to Indianapolis, where he took piano lessons from ragtime pianist Reginald Duval. He entered Indiana University to study law, but his interest in jazz grew and he started his own group, Carmichael's Collegians, which traveled throughout Indiana and Ohio playing at dances. In 1922, Carmichael became friends with 19-year-old Bick Spiderbeck, who encouraged him to write music. Carmichael wrote a couple of tunes for a band called Hitch's Happy Harmonists. The songs were Washboard Blues and Boneyard Shuffle, and they were recorded in 1924 for Jeanette Records with Carmichael on piano. And here is that recording of Boneyard Shuffle on a Rapidly Rotating Records. Thank you. Charlie Two-Step, written by Hoagie Carmichael and there performed by Rowan's Pennsylvanians on June 2, 1932, with the vocal by Cliff Nazzaro. And before Charlie Two-Step, it was Hitch's Happy Harmonists on May 19, 1925, with Hoagie Carmichael on piano and his composition Boneyard Shuffle. In 1924, Carmichael's composition Riverboat Shuffle was recorded by Beiderbecke and the Wolverines. Music publisher Irving Mills heard the Wolverines' record and wrote Carmichael asking to publish the song, and Hoagie agreed. After graduating from law school, Carmichael took a job in Florida as a law clerk, and while there, he unexpectedly heard a recording of his song Washboard Blues by Red Nickel and his Five Pennies. Unaware that the song had been re-recorded, then and there he decided to abandon law and become a musician. He returned to Indiana and resumed his music career. Paul Whiteman was familiar with some of Carmichael's Jeanette recordings and also recorded Hoagie's Washboard Blues in 1927 with Hoagie singing and playing piano. By 1935, he was working in Hollywood as a songwriter and character actor, appearing in 14 films, usually playing a character not unlike himself, a well-traveled philosophical singer at a piano. In 1951, he won an Oscar for In the Cool, Cool, Cool of the Evening, sung by Bing Crosby in the film Here Comes the Groom. Hoagie Carmichael died in Palm Springs, California, on December 27, 1981. Here are two more by Hoagie Carmichael.
Happy-go-lucky, not the kind to bring you pain while reminiscing. who was once society. If happiness you're thinking of, you can have variety with come easy, go easy love.
Irving Mills' Hotsy Totsy Gang with Hoagy Carmichael on piano and his composition Manhattan Rag, recorded in New York on November 7, 1929. And before Manhattan Rag, it was Sonny Clapp and his Band o' Sunshine and another Carmichael composition and Carmichael vocal, Come Easy, Go Easy Love, recorded July 1, 1931. Composer, pianist, vocalist, actor Hoagy Carmichael, born November 22, 1899. The show is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, and in the next segment of the show, anything goes. Last week, November 21st, in 1934, Cole Porter's Anything Goes opened at the Alvin Theater in New York City. The show ran for 420 performances. So here in commemoration of Anything Goes is Henry Hall and Anything Goes.
Thank you. talking, now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors do who once knew better words now only use more letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when we propose. Anything goes.
Eve's hand, he wouldn't stand for teasing. He didn't care about those apples out of season. They say the spring means just one thing to little lovebirds. We're not above birds. Let's misbehave.
Let's misbehave. Let's misbehave.
If you'd be just so sweet and only meet your fate, dear, 'twould be the great event of 1928, dear.
Let's misbehave.
Two songs from Cole Porter's Anything Goes, which opened November 21, 1934. We started off with Henry Hall and the BBC Dance Orchestra and Anything Goes, recorded March 21, 1936. And then it was Irving Aronson and his Commanders, with Phil Sachs taking the vocal on Let's Misbehave, from March 1, 1928. Last week, November 21st, marked the birth in 1904 of Coleman Hawkins, the first great jazz saxophonist. He began taking piano lessons at age 5, switched to the cello at age 7, and 2 years later began playing the tenor saxophone. A professional musician at age 12, in the spring of 1921, Hawkins was playing in the pit orchestra of Jesse Stone and his blues serenaders at the 12th Street Theater in Kansas City. Mamie Smith performed at the theater in 1922 and hired Hawkins away to play with her group, the Jazz Hounds. He toured as far as California with the Jazz Hounds, but returned to New York in 1923 to work freelance. He joined Fletcher Henderson's orchestra in 1924 and stayed there for the next 10 years. Until the end of 1930, Henderson's band spent most of each year at the Roseland Ballroom, although it played occasionally at other venues in the New York area, particularly the Savoy Ballroom. It also traveled widely, visiting New England, the East Coast, and the Midwest, and making a tour of the South during the first 2 weeks of 1933. When a tour of Great Britain fell through in 1934, Hawkins contacted English bandleader Jack Hilton and arranged to tour the country on his own with local groups. Hawkins arrived in England on March 30, 1934, and toured as the guest of Jack Hilton's band and Mrs. Jack Hilton's band. His success was such that he decided to stay on in Europe, performing with the Ramblers early in 1935. Sometimes known as the Ramblers Dance Orchestra, the Ramblers was a Dutch big band formed in September of 1926 by Theo Uden Maassman, which played jazz, popular tunes, and nonsense songs, and acquired an international following, and was led by Maassman until 1964. Coleman Hawkins returned to New York in July of 1939. Here is Coleman Hawkins, accompanied by the Ramblers, and Chicago. Coleman Hawkins, born November 21st, 1904. They're accompanied by the Ramblers and Chicago. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison. I thank you for your very kind attention.